27. On this score, Lars Powderdry said to himself, I have failed as completely as formerly I let them down authentic in time of need, weapons-wise. There has never been one point at which I have really served them, except, of course, in the old situation, the benign game which Peep East and West Block played all those years, the era of plow-sharing in which we duped the multitude, the pursaps everywhere, for their own good, at the expense of their own proclivities. I did bring Lilo to Washington, though, he thought. Maybe that should be entered in the record books as an achievement. But what has that accomplished, besides the hideous suicide of Marin Fane, who had every reason for living on, enjoying a full and happy life? To Dr. Tote, Lars said, My escalatium and my conjurazine, please. Twice the customary dose. To Lilo, he said, And that East German firm's product that you have a monopoly on, I want you to double your intake of it at this time. It's the only way I can think of to increase our sensitivity, and I want us to be as sensitive as our systems can withstand, because we'll probably only make one real try.
I'll agree to that, Lilo said somberly.
The door shut after Tote and the hospital staff members. He and Lilo, with Ricardo Hastings, were sealed off. This may, he said to Lilo, kill either or both of us, or impair us permanently, liver toxicity or brain.
Shut up,
Lilo said, and with a cup of water, downed her tablets. He did the same. They sat facing each other for a moment, ignoring the mumbling, slavering old man between them.
Will you ever recover, Lilo asked presently, from her death?
No, never.
You blame me?
No, you blame yourself.
I blame her, Lars said, for owning that miserable, lousy little Beretta in the first place. No one should carry a weapon like that or even own it. We're not living in a jungle. He ceased. The medication was taking effect. It paralyzed, like an enormous overdose of phenothiazine, his jaws, and he shut his eyes, suffering. The dose, much too much, was carrying him off, and he could no longer see, experience the presence of Lilo Topchev. Too bad, he thought, and it was regret and pain that he experienced rather than fear, as the cloud condensed around him, the familiar descent. Or was it ascent, now heightened, magnified out of all reasonable proportion by the deliberate oversupply of the two drugs? I hope, he hoped, that she isn't going to be required to endure this too. I hope it is easier on her, knowing that would make it easier on me.
We really blasted him,
Ricardo Hastings mumbled, chuckling, wheezing, dribbling. Did we? Lars managed to say.
Yes, Mr. Lars,
Ricardo Hastings said, and the garrulous, trivial mumble somehow seemed cleared, became lucid.
But not with any so-called time warpage generator. That is a fabrication, in the bad sense. I mean, a cover story.
The old man chuckled, but this time, harshly, differently. Lars, with extreme difficulty, said,
Who are you? I am an ambulatory toy,
the old man answered.
Toy? Yes, Mr. Lars. Originally an ingredient of a war game invented by Klug Enterprises. Sketch me, Mr. Lars. Your compatriot, Miss Topchef, is no doubt sketching, but merely repeating, without realizing it, the worthless visual presentation formerly produced and ignored by everyone but you. She's drawing me. You are absolutely right. But you're old. A simple technical solution presented itself to Mr. Klug. He foresaw the possibility, in fact the inevitability, of an application of the new dating test by carbon-17B.
so my constituents are modifications of organic matter slightly in excess of 100 years vintage, if that expression doesn't disgust you.
It doesn't disgust me, Lars said, or thought. He could no longer tell if he were actually speaking aloud.
I just plain don't believe it, he said.
Then, Hastings said, consider this possibility. I am an android, as you suspected, but built over a century ago.
In 1898, Lars asked with bottomless scorn, by a buggy whip concern in Nebraska? He laughed, or tried to, anyhow.
Give me another one, another theory that fits what you know and I know to be the facts.
This time, would you like to try the truth, Mr. Lars? Hear it openly with nothing held back? Do you feel capable, honestly? You're sure?
After a pause, Lars said,
yes.
The soft, whispering voice, perhaps composed of nothing more in this deep trance relationship than a thought, informed him.
Mr. Lars, I am Vincent Klug.